Hey gang, not only is this episode sponsored by JustCoffee.coop, it's fueled by Just Coffee. Just like Insomnia Radio, they believe in quality and they support the little guys. Now you can also check out Insomnia Blend, a personalized, ridiculously tasty, highly caffeinated cup of coffee. Go to JustCoffee.coop, order anything, and enter the word Insomnia at checkout to save 10%. Now, on with episode 171.
This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio, and I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already. This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio. Now everybody just sit back, relax, cause it's starting in a second. See, I thought.
The Wrecking kick off this episode from the album So Much for Love, This Is Fire.
Under electric skies, every dream's alive tonight, but I missed it all. I was looking into your eyes. With every step you get a little closer, a little closer to me. And even if the world is getting colder, hold me closer. Midnight stream,
out of Oakland and an old favorite of Scott Tinetti's out of Insomnia Radio San Francisco, that was Sentinel with their track Finale. They are a dream pop trio that formed in 2004. They were made up of Terabud and Kevin. Dennis joined on playing guitar in 2008, and that allowed them to start doing their live shows and gather a bigger following. It's really interesting. Their website is sentinelthebandcom. You can find out what their favorite drinks, adult beverages, are. And you can also find out a little bit more about their music and the singles and albums they've released. And they're awesome. They thanked Pandora Radio, Last FM, Soma FM, Virgin American In-Flight Sky Radio, Live 105 FM, MTV2, and Insomnia Radio in their credits. So thank you so much, guys. And once again, the URL, sentinelthebandcom. And kicking off Insomnia Radio 171, a band called The Wrecking. That was from their second full-length release called So Much for Love. And you can find that in mainstream and Christian bookstores all over the country. Yeah, they're one of those bands that walk the line, kind of like Avenged Sevenfold, where their lyrics are definitely positive, but they're not overtly biblical. And so they're able to kind of exist in both both the mainstream and quickly fading, I think, Christian rock world, which I used to love. I'll admit it, I love the 77s still to this day. Bands like White Lion, Petra, I used to listen to when I was a kid. Well, anyway, you won't hear me admit that much, but it's true. All right, anyway, welcome to the show. So sorry that it's late. I was busy having a wonderful, wonderful vacation with my girlfriend, showing her all the iconic places and restaurants here at the Central Coast. And just, you know, the truth is, didn't want to stop for a few hours to record the show. So it's a little bit late. Hope it's worth the wait. We're going to keep things going now. This is something you might have heard on the Daily Dose, except an alternate track. It comes courtesy of Tim Pajoli, an old high school buddy of his. Formed a band, moved to L.A. They call themselves Madras. I'm going to screw that up. It's M-A-D-R-A-S. I think it's Madras. This is their song, Go On, and we'll talk about them a little bit afterwards. See you in a few.
Washes and stars, they danced away past everyone. Watch the world turn down and mourn. Girl, after all, go on. And oh, it's an overdose. Time tells me so. Go on, go on, go on, go on down.
We'll be right back.
The band Still Time with the track 27 off of their latest album. And if you don't know who Still Time is, this very well may be the first time you've heard Insomnia Radio, because we play the crap out of those guys. Reason being is that they're excellent, and they are from right here in San Luis Obispo. Go to stilltimemusic.com to check them out. And before that, courtesy of our old friend Tim Pajoli, was the band Madris. Born in 1996 in Baltimore, Maryland, and a couple years ago, they moved over here to Los Angeles, and Tim and his old buddy from high school kind of reconnected on Facebook, and one thing led to another, and they ended up on both The Daily Dose and Insomnia Radio, so really happy to have them on the show, and a big shout to Tim and Don, if Don's still listening. Thank you guys for what you did do with Insomnia Radio Baltimore, and I'll be sending people your way to beg you to come back, at least for a reunion show, because, you know, that's the thing to do these days. Come out of retirement and then do a reunion show and then disappear, as I look at myself. But hey, I've been doing pretty good. You know, one thing I wanted to tell you guys about, there was a piece of news recently that is crossing over into both of my hobbies, you might say. I also write at examiner.com. I'm their national video games writer, and you can find me by going to jasonevangelo.com/examiner, or just Google my name and examiner.com and you'll find me. But I was reporting last week about the Rock Band Network store officially launching. This happened on March 4th, and Harmonix and MTV Games announced that the Rock Band Network music store was publicly available to music lovers, musicians, gamers, labels, all the above. And if you're not familiar with it, the Rock Band Network is this initiative that allows musicians, publishers, record labels to take their original songs and transform them into gameplay files for use in the Rock Band Music Store. So, Chance, yeah, I want to check that up. Chance, all the other bands that we have played in the past, the present, the future, if any of you guys are listening, look that up, please, rockbandnetwork.com. And for all of you gamers out there, you might want to check out Rock Band 2 if you have that, because there's probably going to be a flood of new content on their music store. Okay, I've babbled long enough. One more thing, I did want to tell you that the Music bed you're hearing today is the song The Place That Won't Take Me Back by the band I Am Not Left-Handed. It's really, really beautiful stuff. And I might just play it at the end so you can hear the whole thing at full volume, because it just blows me away every time I hear it. All right, let's get back into the swing of things. This is Madrum, not to be confused with Madris, with the song Cry Out from the album Make Yourself Again. See you in a bit.
Yeah.
kind of tasty. Yes? That was Rennie Lane, RENILANE.com, with their song Place for Us, right here on Insomnia Radio 171. You can follow her along, or them along, I should say, at Twitter, twitter.com/RennieLane. And you can download that very song on iTunes right now. Kicking off that two-song set, which is kind of what we're doing now, two songs at a time, because that way, you don't have to listen to as much of me. it was Maydrim. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Maydrim. It's MAYDRIM.com. Very interesting story with this band. It was born from producer and composer Antonio Escobar in 2006. And I can't name the tracks exactly, but he's written a lot of, jingles and catchy tunes for companies like Coca-Cola, Audi. He's done some soundtracks for short films, just been all over the place. And Sarah Campbell came along and became the voice of the band in 2007. They worked together constantly and produced the album Make Yourself Again in October of 2009. And you can find them once again at Maydrim.com. Really, if you're a fan of like The Cure, Depeche Mode, Kate Bush, U2, earlier Radiohead, you'll probably really like the rest of their album.
Hi, this is Chad Hollister, and you're not sleeping. You're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Sometimes you gotta give it all up to see what you really got. Believe in what's inside of you, even if it's not what they would do. Sometimes you just gotta listen with all of your heart and soul. Strangest of things will speak to you. Then you take that gift and you follow through. I can hear you grow. So special, so magical, from the head down to my toes. I can hear you grow. What I'm supposed to do with this, I don't really know, no, no. Do do da do do. Do do da da do do do. If you believe in me, then I believe in you. In the beginning, we'll grow to a sweet end. And then we can grow together and the earth can breathe again. I can hear you grow. So special, so magical, from the head down to my toes. Yeah. I can hear you grow. What I'm supposed to do with this, I'm starting to know. And lonely in a scientific mind. They added a ton of faith and they left it all behind. Left it all for moving on. The seeds all through the fields. And I hear that wind blowing. It's time to take the wheel. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Gotta give it all up to see what you really got. You gotta believe what's inside of you. And then you take that gift and you follow through. I can hear you grow. So special, so magical, from the head down to my toes. What I'm supposed to do with this, I finally do know. I can hear you grow.
is high and the stars are bright out on the open road. But still you find, to your surprise, you'd rather stay at home, where the ghosts will entertain you when you feel like you're alone. So don't be afraid when they rattle their chains. They're just putting on a show. Always said you'd ask for nothing, 'cause nothing comes for free. Well, you deserve much better, just between you and me. The night when I first met you, you were happier alone, without someone just tagging along. They were always too damn slow, but you never really made it big, and you couldn't change the world. You're not a beauty queen on the magazines, you're just a frightened little girl. And still you ask for nothing, so nothing's what they give. Why'd you settle for nothing, my friend, when you wanted everything? Now you're afraid when the piper's paid, and you'll be laid to rest with your microphone and your book of poems clutched tightly to your chest. That your music will not save you, and if you can't save yourself, what makes you think you have anything to offer to someone else? It won't always be easy to believe in who you are, but you give me the faith I need to carry on, and I hope I do my part. Seem directionless, at times it seems a waste, and I can't say it'll be okay, at least not with a straight face. Well, all that I can say right now is, my friend, please don't let go, 'cause this place is made more bearable by the people who make it home.
Now, me finding this, the band that you just heard, they're called Each Passing Day. This is a really kick-ass story. Last Thursday, I was walking around, and we have a local farmer's market. It takes up like 3 or 4 blocks here in San Luis Obispo. And I'm just walking along with Sam, and I hear this really, really good acoustic music coming from about a block away. So we walk in that direction, and I'm just totally enthralled, because there's just something about seeing live acoustic music that gets me every time, especially when it's good. And there's this guy there named Lauren Raddus, just singing song after song after song. So I jotted my name down on the mailing list, and, you know, because he was busy rocking. And heard from him a few days later and got some tunes. And it was just like, man, this guy's, you know, it's really cool when you can just walk down the street and see talent in almost your own backyard that you'd never heard of before. I guess it pays to get out. I'm kind of a hermit. I got to get out more. if that's any indication of what's here at the local farmer's market every week, then I'm definitely going to make a habit of it. Anyway, his band is called Each Passing Day, and you can find him at EachPassingDay.com. You just heard the song Scrape 'Em Off, and you will be hearing more of Lauren Raddus and Each Passing Day, either on the Daily Dose or here on Insomnia Radio. Okay, another quick plug for Just Coffee. They're just, I don't know if you guys have checked them out yet, but they're this great coffee company out of Madison, Wisconsin. I originally heard Mark Maron, the comedian, on his show WTF. He was plugging these guys, and you know, one thing led to another. I had some conversations with the company, and they're just a cool bunch of people, and they make some freaking good coffee. And like I said, you know, I worked at Starbucks for 4 years. At the time, you know, maybe it was the cult of Starbucks or whatever, but I really did enjoy Starbucks coffee. I also enjoy slow roasted, which is done here locally. But there's something about Just Coffee that is so good and really, really caffeinated. They sent me like 6 different blends, and I had the opportunity to make my own coffee, which is a dream come true. It's called Insomnia Blend, and you can get it at justcoffee.coop. You can also get any of their other coffees there and still get 10% off of the order if you enter the word insomnia at checkout. And if you guys have any questions about coffee or you need me to recommend something, send me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net. I would love to hear from you guys, whether it's about coffee or about music or just saying hello. So send me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net. Go to justcoffee.coop, get caffeinated. And our next song is coming from the band Courtesy Blush. This is Sun Divider, right here on Insomnia Radio 171.
Revenge for violence.
Canon Logic closes out this episode of Insomnia Radio with the beautiful Knights at Armor Mansion. It is from their song... No, I'm sorry. It's from their album, FM Arcade, which I believe... let me look this up here in Evernote. It is out today as of this recording. It should be out at thecanonlogic.com. God, you know, Scenewave described them as the Killers combined with upbeat Beach Boys. CMJ had, you know, a lot of references to Brian Wilson, obviously, with the harmonies. I don't have the whole album, but God, I'm going to definitely get it. TheCanonLogic.com. Once again, the album is FM Arcade, and it's out now. Before that, we heard Courtesy Blush. You can find them, unfortunately, on MySpace at myspace.com/CourtesyBlush. I don't have a lot to say about them because I can't pull up the note. But I hope you have enjoyed this collection of music, this collection of independent songs that just kind of assemble themselves. It's really weird. I mean, the production of Insomnia Radio takes a long time, but it all just kind of magically comes together in the end. I don't know how. Maybe it's just a matter of being on autopilot after so many years. But it always amazes me how there is never a shortage of kick-ass independent music out there in the world. If you have any bands that you would like to let me know about, send me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net. You can follow our show on Twitter at twitter.com/insomniaradio. You can find us on Facebook. You can, I have been corrected, you can even find us on MySpace, but please don't, because MySpace is dying. There's not even much spam anymore. You know it's dying. And of course, show notes, Daily Dose, all of our new shows can be found via insomniaradio.net. If you guys are gamers and you like gaming news, I do write up gaming news quite frequently at examiner.com, and you can check the show notes for the link to that. And I am out of here. I'm taking you out with the full version of The Place That Won't Take Me Back by the insanely talented I Am Not Left-Handed. Until episode 172, I hope you guys take care and take care of each other. See you soon.